In this presentation, we will cover adult and pediatric Medicaid quality technical specifications. My name is Brian Britt, and I am a clinical performance specialist with MHP. In the agenda for today, we will give a brief overview of the 2022 adult and pediatric Medicaid quality improvement plan measures, and we will go over the technical specifications of the pediatric quality measures, the adult and adolescent quality measures, and then the adult quality measures. And now we will give a brief overview of the 2022 pediatric and adult Medicaid quality improvement plan measures. For the pediatric measures, we have childhood immunization status at 24 months, well child visits in the first 15 months of life, well child visits in the first 15 to 30 months of life, child and adolescent well care visits ages 3 to 11 years of age. For adult and adolescent, we have screening for depression and follow-up plan, chlamydia screening in women, immunizations for adolescents, and childhood and adolescent care visits ages 12 to 21 years of age. And for the adult measures, we have the controlling high blood pressure, comprehensive diabetes care, hemoglobin A1C or control greater than 9%, and the cervical cancer screening. And now we will cover the technical specifications of the pediatric quality measures. For the NCIR immunizations at 24 months, the definition is the percentage of children who had all of the 10 following vaccines by their second birthday. And children who turn 2 years of age during the measurement year will fall into the measure. If all immunizations are not completed by the second birthday, they will fail the measure. Historically, we have followed the Combo 7 immunizations, which are the immunizations required for children to go to school. In the red, there are three additional vaccines required to satisfy the measure. And here we have a visual of the childhood immunization status schedule. For childhood immunization status exclusions, we have members in hospice or using hospice services at any time during the measurement period, any of the following on or before the child's second birthday: severe combined immunodeficiency, HIV, lymphoreticular cancer, multiple myeloma or leukemia, and intussusception. For well child visits in the first 15 months of life, the definition is the percentage of members who had six or more well child visits on different dates of service with the PCP on or before turning 15 months old. The practitioner does not have to be the practitioner assigned to the member, and this is true for all measures. Members included in this measure are children who turn 15 months old during the measurement year, and you calculate the 15th month birthday as the child's first birthday plus 90 days, and members in hospice are excluded from this measure. For well child visits in the first 15 to 30 months of life, the definition is the percentage of members who had two or more well child visits on different dates of service with the PCP between 15 months and on or before turning 30 months old. The practitioner does not have to be the practitioner assigned to the member. Members included in this measure are children between 15 months plus 1 day and 30 months old during the measurement year. Calculate the 15th month birthday plus 1 day as the first birthday plus 91 days. Calculate the 30-month birthday as the second birthday plus 180 days. And members in hospice are excluded from the eligible population. For child and adolescent well care visits 3 to 11 years of age, the definition is the percentage of members 3 to 11 years of age who had at least one comprehensive well care visit with a PCP or an OBGYN practitioner during the measurement year. Members included in this measure are members 3 to 11 years of age at the start of the measurement period to December 31st of the measurement year, who also meet criteria for this population. Members in hospice are excluded from this eligible population. Next, we will cover the technical specifications of the adult and adolescent quality measures. The definition for screening for depression and follow-up plan is the percentage of patients 12 years of age and older who were screened for clinical depression and on the date of the encounter or 14 days prior to the date of the encounter using an age-appropriate standardized depression screening tool, and if positive, a follow-up plan is documented on the date of the eligible encounter. The PHQ-9 assessment does not need to occur during a face-to-face encounter. It may be completed over the telephone or through a web-based portal. And members included in this measure are all patients 12 years of age and older at the start of the measurement period with at least one eligible encounter. And this measure can be satisfied by submitting a claim with the appropriate HCPCS codes to identify screening and the results, and these codes are highlighted in red below. For follow-up on positive screenings, a documented follow-up for a positive depression screening must include one or more of the following: a referral to a provider for additional evaluation and assessment to formulate a follow-up plan for a positive depression screening, and this must include, but is not limited to, a referral for a psychiatrist, psychologist, social worker, mental health counselor, or other mental health service, such as family or group therapy, support group, depression management program, or other service for the treatment of depression. Pharmacological interventions or other interventions or follow-up for the diagnosis or treatment of depression, such as behavioral health evaluation, psychotherapy, or additional treatment options. Screening for depression and follow-up plan exclusions are members with any of the following at any time during the measurement period. Documentation that a patient declined screening, and this can be identified by G-code G8433. Patient with an active diagnosis of bipolar disorder or depression, which is G9717. Documentation of medical reason for not screening patient for depression, which is G8433. Cognitive, functional, or motivational limitations that may impact accuracy of results. Patient is in an urgent or emergent situation where time is of the essence and to delay treatment would jeopardize the patient's health status, or members in hospice or using hospice services. For chlamydia screening, the definition is the percentage of women 16 to 24 years of age who were identified as sexually active and who had at least one test for chlamydia during the measurement year. Members can fall into this measure by identifying as sexually active. Two methods identify sexually active women: pharmacy data and claim encounter data. A patient only needs to be identified in one method to be eligible for the measure. And claim encounter data. A code from any of the following meets the criteria: pregnancy, sexual activity, and pregnancy test. Here we have a snapshot of pharmacy data, and this is a contraceptive medication list that it can include patients into the measure. Chlamydia screening exclusions are members who qualify for the denominator based on a pregnancy test alone and who meet either of the following: a pregnancy test during the measurement year and a prescription for isotretinoin on the date of the pregnancy test or the 6 days after the pregnancy test, a pregnancy test during the measurement year and an x-ray on the date of the pregnancy test or the 6 days after the pregnancy test, or members in hospice or using hospice services. Immunizations for adolescents. The definition is the percentage of adolescents who turn 13 years old during the measurement period who have had one meningococcal vaccine, one Tdap vaccine, and at least two HPV vaccines on or before their 13th birthday. Those included in the measure are adolescents who turn 13 years of age during the measurement year. Exclusions are meningococcal, Tdap, and or HPV vaccine contraindicated, or patient allergic to the meningococcal, Tdap, and or HPV vaccine, or patients who use hospice services at any time during the measurement period. For child and adolescent care visits ages 12 to 21 years, the definition is the percentage of members 12 to 21 years of age who have had at least one comprehensive well care visit with a PCP or an OBGYN practitioner during the measurement year. The practitioner does not have to be the practitioner assigned to the member. Included are members 12 to 21 years of age at the start of the measurement year to December 31st of the measurement year who also meet criteria for participation. Excluded are members in hospice. Lastly, we will cover the technical specifications of the adult quality measures. For the controlling high blood pressure measure, the definition is the percentage of members 18 to 85 years of age who had a diagnosis of hypertension and whose blood pressure was adequately controlled, less than 140 over 90 during the measurement year. This must be the most recent blood pressure on record, and A patient can pass this measure as long as the lowest systolic and the lowest diastolic meet the requirements if multiple readings are done on the same date of service. Members included in this measure are members 18 to 85 years of age as of December 31st of the measurement year who had at least two visits on different dates of service with a diagnosis of hypertension during the measurement year or the year prior to the measurement year. And these visit types do not need to be the same for the two visits. To satisfy this measure, submitting the appropriate CPT2 codes to report the results of the blood pressure can be done, and these codes are highlighted in red. Exclusions for the controlling high blood pressure measure are members receiving palliative care during the measurement year, members 66 to 80 years of age as of December 31st of the measurement year with frailty and advanced illness. Members must meet both of the following frailty and advanced illness criteria to be excluded. Frailty, at least one claim encounter for frailty during the measurement year, advanced illness, two visits on different dates of service with an advanced illness diagnosis during the measurement year or the year prior to the measurement year. At least one acute inpatient encounter or acute inpatient discharge with an advanced illness diagnosis, a dispensed dementia medication. Other exclusions include pregnant women, patients with the evidence of end-stage renal disease, dialysis, nephrectomy, or kidney transplant, and patients who have had a non-acute inpatient admission during the measurement year. Comprehensive diabetes care, blood sugar controlled greater than 9%. The definition is the percentage of members with diabetes, type 1 or type 2, ages 18 to 75, whose most recent HbA1c level is greater than 9%, or who were not tested during the measurement year. This measure is a reverse measure, meaning the lower performance rate is better. This measure is different than the diabetes measure that we are used to tracking with Medicare. The focus is on improving overall A1C results to indicate improved diabetes management, and this must be the lowest A1C drawing of the year. Members included in this measure are members with diabetes 18 to 75 as of December 31st of the measurement year. And there are two ways to identify members with diabetes during the measurement year or the year prior to the measurement year. And one way is through claims encounter data, the encounter in inpatient or outpatient setting with a diagnosis of diabetes, and pharmacy data. Members who were dispensed insulin or hypoglycemics or anti-hyperglycemics on an ambulatory basis. Below highlighted in red are the CPT2 codes to use when documenting A1C results. Blood sugar controlled exclusions are patients who use hospice services or elect to use a hospice benefit anytime during the measurement year, regardless of when services began. Living long-term in an institution anytime during the measurement year, members 66 years of age and older as of December 31st of the measurement year with frailty and advanced illness during the measurement year, members who do not have a diagnosis of diabetes in any setting during the measurement year or previous year and had a diagnosis of the following during the measurement year or previous year: polycystic ovarian syndrome, gestational diabetes, and steroid-induced diabetes. For the cervical cancer screening measure, the definition is the percentage of women 21 to 64 years of age who were screened for cervical cancer screening using any of the following criteria. Women 21 to 64 years of age who had cervical cytology performed within the last 3 years, and this is the measurement period or 2 years prior. If a patient reported, it must include date of cervical cytology and the result of the finding. Women 30 to 64 years of age who had a cervical high-risk human papillomavirus testing or cervical cytology high-risk human papillomavirus co-testing performed within the last 5 years. Generic documentation of HPV test can be counted as evidence of the HRHPV test as long as the results and finding is documented as well. Biopsies are diagnostic and therapeutic and are not valid for primary cervical cancer screening. Cervical cancer screening exclusions include members receiving hospice or palliative care during the measurement year, hysterectomy with no residual cervix, cervical agenesis, or acquired absence of cervix anytime during the member's history through December 31st of the measurement year, complete or total hysterectomy, vaginal pap smear in conjunction with hysterectomy, documentation of hysterectomy with documentation that the member no longer needs pap testing or cervical cancer screening. Documentation of hysterectomy alone does not meet the criteria because it is not sufficient evidence that the cervix was removed. Thank you very much for listening to this recording, and we hope that it was informative.